the, you know, where the water comes out of it, something?
Not gonna speak it right on, ain't that right?
Yes, okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put them in for you to carry them home?
Bags.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of a loosely woven cloth, like you buy 50 pounds of potatoes in or something like that?
I call them crocus bags. I don't know what they're
called. Okay. Well, that's what we're going to see. What you call them is it here. Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on like this? Okay. What do you call another small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick it? Well, what do you call the kind of support that a carpenter uses, you know, to hold boards for sawing, you know, shaped like a letter A? You put a board across two of them and to hold it for sawing, or the carpenter uses?
Now, I call it a sawhorse. I don't know what
you call it. Okay, good. What do you call a thing that's almost like that you use for sawing firewood, shaped like an X? Like two of these, and you put the log in them to saw it for firewood. They must not use those around here. I know a lot of people haven't ever had a name for it. Well, what do you call the piece of playground equipment then that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle? You know, it's one child sits on each end and they go back and forth like this.
Seesaw.
Okay, good. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round when it goes around?
Well, I call them flying jeans. I don't know what they are.
Okay, good. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen knives with, or sickles, or whatever?
Rock. A rock, like you sharpen a knife.
Mm-hmm. What do you?
Oh, no, rock's all I know.
Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that you make on the floor?
Pallet, I call it.
Okay, good. What do you call the low ground in a river valley?
A low ground in the river valley?
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular name for that, or you just call it low ground, or?
In the stream, you reckon?
Well, no, usually just right near the stream or the river. The ground's lower than the other ground, further away.
I don't know what to call
that. Okay.
It's low ground all over.
Okay. Could you name several kinds of roads for me, you know, made out of different things? For instance, the road out here is, what kind of road would you call that?
I'd call that a rock road.
Rock road.
Then it's a shell road.
Shell road?
Then it's in shell roads. Ain't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ain't that rock out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are some other kinds that are used?
Nah, I ain't seen them in a long time, but I know it has been shell roads.
Mm-hmm. They make those out of oyster shells or something?
I don't know.
And what other kinds are they used around? Do you know of any other kinds that they use around here?
Dirt roads.
Dirt roads?
Yeah, they use dirt roads.
How about
clay roads?
Clay roads?
That's right.
What about the white colored roads, not the shell roads, but the, for instance, the big highways around here? What do you call them?
The hard road, is it?
Well, the ones that are they're not black, they're white. The big. I don't think there are any roads in town made out of it. It's made out of sand and cement and.
Rest? I don't know.
Okay, good. What do you call a paved road with a black surface? Just